the gang. Maybe waving the flag that began with a mystical hand, hip hooray. The American way, the world is a stage. The stage is a world of entertainment.
Oh, indeed it is. Love having Central Park Players in the studio. Big fundraiser coming up on Saturday. We'll tell you what it's for. What it's for is... Central Park Players has been selected to perform at the 2025 American Association of Community Theaters National Youth Fest. This is a big deal. So they have a fundraise because it's going to cost some money to get there. So in the studio, we say hello to Riley Van Ass and Amber Ponce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you, Riley?
Good, good.
I remember you from the audition from Charlie Brown. Who did you play in Charlie Brown?
I played Schroeder.
You did? Okay. I just remember we had to dance, and I didn't know what I was doing, and one of my friends in the audience was shaking their head like, Mary Ellen, you don't know. And you're a very good dancer. So I remember you being on stage with me, and they taught us that dance, and we had to do that, and I made a fool of myself. You are directing this play, Lovesick. It's your directorial debut. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so it's a really great first opportunity to direct. We're just doing this one show, and Lovesick is a collection of nine scenes that kind of act as self-contained stories in and of themselves. They're all different stories. They have an overarching kind of... the arc is like a life cycle of a relationship. I think it's called Lovesick because it's about love, but also it's kind of about despair as well.
Yeah.
That you've got with love.
Isn't that a fact?
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got love, but then you got despair because, I mean, they kind of, yeah. So this is great. Is there an intermission or you just go straight through?
There's going to be two intermissions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we'll do three scenes in a break, three scenes a break.
All right.
And the last ones.
All right, and so this is a fundraiser. Obviously, tickets are $50. What does this include on all of this, the evening? What does the evening include for $50, including a great show?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to include the nine vignettes from Lovesick. Mm-hmm. And during the first intermission, we are pleased to welcome the Auten Quartet, which are four saxophone players.
Oh, nice.
That'll be providing entertainment. And then between our second and third acts, we are having... the directorial team for our Youth Fest submission of Runaway Princess, which is by local native Kate Reinders. She's mm-hmm. from Spring Lake.
Yeah.
And these people who are directing it, they are young adults that were in the show in 2023 in Runaway Princess.
Oh,
so
okay.
They are going to sing four songs from the show to get our community familiar with this new musical and to kind of highlight what some of the money is going for. We'll have hors d'oeuvres, desserts, donated generously by Murat's Bakery, and we will have non-alcoholic beverages are included, and we will have alcoholic beverages at our bar available for purchase.
Wonderful. That's a lot for $50. Wow, you really get a lot. Are you excited, Riley?
Yeah.
Are you?
Very excited.
It's Tech Week, so I'm sure you're very, very busy. And you know, you're an actor, so what was it like to direct, being an actor and your first time directing, what was that like?
It was pretty fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I come from the acting side, so I think I understand that, you know, the most important thing is just having fun
mm-hmm.
and getting off book. That's the thing that everybody struggles with.
Off book would mean memorizing your lines for the audience.
Yeah.
I didn't know what that meant when I first started theater back in the day. But going off book, yeah, that's memorizing the lines. And you know, you have to block all the scenes where you're supposed to stand on stage. I thought this was really interesting with the American Association of Community Theaters National Youth Fest. I didn't know there was a Community Theater Association of Michigan to begin with. How cool is that? So you need to raise some money, and you're going to have this event to raise some money, but you're going to need to do some other things. So what are some of the other things that you might want to do? That maybe a corporate sponsorship? What do you think about that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Just what Youth Fest is it's a national festival where community theaters from across the country come together. They selected seven theaters nationwide.
And you're one of
them. And we're one of seven.
This is huge.
Yeah.
Really?
It's absolutely huge for our youth. We are sending students from Grand Haven, Spring Lake, Reese Puffer, West Michigan Christian, and Mona Shores school districts to perform a show And the way that it works is you have 60 minutes to set up your stage, perform, and clear your stage, and then you get professional adjudication, which means they get feedback and recommendations for their performance. When they're there, there are workshops that can help improve their skills. They're going to have a college admissions officer there.
That's amazing.
It's very exciting. So this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for these kids, we need to raise about $1,000 a person to cover all of the expenses. So the way that our community can support us is in small donations, if that's what you can do. We're looking for corporate sponsors. We'd be happy to talk about how we thank those corporate sponsors through advertising, shout-outs, mentions, things like that.
Okay.
And then also, if you own a local business or you're willing to help plan a fundraiser, our door's open.
This is a great idea. And you know what? How many kids are going to go to Iowa, where this is going to be at in June? How many kids?
So right now we have 17 in our cast, and we'd really like to add, but we need to get some fundraising done because we have room in our bus for more kids, but we have to get their hotels and meals and registration taken
plus
care of.
Plus chaperones and whatnot.
Absolutely.
It'd be really cool to have T-shirts made for this, and then maybe you could have the sponsors on the back of the T-shirt.
I love that.
Okay, that's
thanks,
an
Mary
idea.
Ellen.
Okay, that's an idea right there. I'll do anything I can to support Central Park Players. Well, very exciting. So people can get tickets at the door on Saturday. It's at 6 o'clock. Can they get them in advance as well?
Yes, they're available if you go to centralparkplayers.org. That's our website,
okay.
And it's linked right on the homepage. We're all over our social media, Facebook, Instagram. We just started a Blue Sky if you are looking into another social media platform.
Sure.
So the links are everywhere, and if you buy in advance, it just helps us to get a better idea for planning and headcount and seating.
How exciting. Now, see, I want to be a chaperone on this trip and go to Iowa and check this out. I think a sweatshirt or a T-shirt's a great idea. Sponsors on the back. And then they pay money, and then you can raise money. Riley, break a leg, and good luck to you and all of that on Saturday. This is 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite.